They're not ready yet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you this evening, open your Bibles to 1 John 4 to begin with. 1 John chapter 4. Tonight we're going to look at, we get our PowerPoint up. Anointing and appointed. Anointed and appointed. Amen. Just to build the foundation for where we're going this evening, in 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4, John the Beloved reminds us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is that the same anointing and measure that was upon Christ Jesus is upon you and I. And there's a measure of anointing for different things upon different people. Amen. When Paul was talking about the gifts of, he didn't say everyone had the gifts of healing. He didn't say everyone had the gifts of miracle. He said on some. It doesn't mean that I can't pray for healing, but there's some that actually operate and move in that, the gifts. And what Jesus was saying, he was leading by example. So in Acts chapter 10 tonight, verse number 38 is where I'm going to start. The Word of God says this. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead, to give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. They didn't have to be baptized, an outward sign, even though Peter is going to baptize them afterwards. But God can pour out his spirit any way God chooses to pour out his spirit. He's God and we're not. So many times we put God, I remember that little toy we used to have, a jack in the box. You used to wind it up and all of a sudden you wind that thing up and it pops out of the box. Sometimes we think we can sing a certain song. It's like winding up God and his power is going to jump out, or saying a certain verse or whatever, and we put him in a box. God says he could do as he chooses to do. Amen. And so when I was looking at this, one of the things he wants to speak to us, I'm going to talk to you out of verse number 38. The witnessing. In other words, the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. Yeah. Amen. And greater is Jesus in me than he that is in this world. Okay? We've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. Right? So as we're looking at this and we're witnessing to others, first I have to behold. I love that song, Behold, He Comes. Amen? Because every time we gather, behold, He comes. And the prophet Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus. In Isaiah 42:1, he said, "Behold my servant, whom I behold, my elect, and whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring judgment to the Gentiles." Amen. Amen. When we're talking about the Gentiles, we're talking about us. And Joel, he's a Jew. And the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. You've got God prefers you. Amen. Amen. So when we look at this, in Isaiah 61, to bestow something. You know, God's always wanting to bestow something upon us. Isaiah 61. I love this verse. I use this verse a lot. You know, Pastor, he has some favorite ones. I use this one in the jailhouse today. Amen. Amen. But in Isaiah 61, 1, the word of God says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." One of the things the Lord is saying is this anointed, as we're being anointed and appointed for a time such as now, that there's a purpose in the anointing. Amen. What is their purpose? What did he say? To preach good tidings, to preach the good news of the gospel unto the meek. The meek are those that are open to receive it. God didn't send me to throw something down somebody's throat, okay? I'm not going to beat somebody up with the word, because it's not going to accomplish what God wants to do. God works through his Holy Spirit, and when God's working through the Spirit of God, the people are receptive to hear the word. Amen? And as they're receptive to hear the word, there's fruit that comes from it. He says, "The meek, he have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Amen. How many know that the adversary in every way possible is trying to come to break your heart every day? And some shape or some form or some way. But God said he sent his word to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. And in other words, when I'm depending on the things that I need to satisfy me, amen. Sometimes I'm always let down. Most of the time I'm let down. But when I'm trusting in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the one that's inside of me, those things aren't what really makes me happy. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world we desire because they're a little more convenient. Amen. 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 But praise God for what we do have, right? Amen. You know, so when I was looking at that, he's also saying to us, the bond of the book can happen, to set at liberty the captives. There's only one way to set the captives free, is through Jesus. Jesus is the way, he's the truth, he's the life, and no one's coming to the Father but by him. And God wants us to be appointed and anointed to set prisoners free. Amen? You know, I was ministering to a young lady today in jail. Now, I couldn't set her free from the jail, but God set her free from the jail she was in. And I'm talking about the spiritual jail. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw the Holy Spirit come upon this girl. I saw a transformation in her life. I saw her eyes that were dead come back to life. Amen. I saw the glory of the God come into the room. I saw her countenance change. I saw joy come where the enemy had stolen everything. I saw a girl that was wanting to commit suicide, that was wanting to die, that didn't have no value or whatsoever. God restored all of her value. He restored all of her worth, and she got excited about who she was in Christ Jesus. Amen. And when I see that, it makes it worth it all. Amen. Because I get to witness God transform and change lives. Amen. 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 So God says, hey, he is going to set some prisoners free. Amen. We're in that time. We're in that season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many need a breakthrough? Yes, Lord. You know, in John chapter, to break through, in John chapter 3, I'm going somewhere, so. Verse 33. The Word of God says, he that have received his testimony have set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. Now, the reason I want to build this foundation to witness Christ, if greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and it's Christ in us, God wants to establish that the same power that was bestowed on Christ is inside of you and I. Amen? He said, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that liveth in you. Amen? So we're looking at, first we see to witness Christ. Secondly is the works. Let me say something. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Now, Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and he went about doing good. Okay? Now, it just wasn't the doing good that caught people's attention. Signs and wonders and miracles followed. And when we act like the church and become the church and signs and wonders and miracles start following, then the lights of the work begin to shine. That's the works of God he's talking about. Miracle works, just not seeing somebody do something good, but seeing somebody that was blind get their eyes. Seeing somebody that was deaf get their hearing. See somebody that was lame that walks. See somebody that was dead come back to life. Amen. See somebody that was dying of a heart attack, their heart was restored. Whatever it is, praise God. Amen. That's what he is speaking about when he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. You know, you want to get the children in this church excited about Jesus, start operating in the Spirit of God and let them see some signs and wonders and miracles happening in the midst, and they'll get excited about Jesus. Amen. You want to get excited about Jesus? Let's let him have his way in his place. Amen. Let's let him have his way in our hearts and our lives. Amen. Amen. You know, today is just, for example, this young lady that I saw the transformation, the change of life. That was a great miracle. That was a great miracle that God just changed her. And I got a call back from her mom, how she called her, and when she looked in the mirror, she was different. She didn't even see the same person. Come on, man. Ain't God good? But he's talking about the works. And John chapter 9, Jesus operated in a day. He was a day worker. Hallelujah. All right? How are we? We're followers of who?
Jesus.
Yeah? So he says, let's go to chapter 9, verse number 1. He says, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, the man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Amen. What God said is when God tells you to do something that's outside of the box, Jesus said he showed the world that he did just opposite. If you put mud in your eyes, what does mud do to your eyes if you put mud in your eyes? It burns them. You can't see. It closes. It makes the opposite. It makes someone that could see not see. So God reversed the curse.
Yes, he did.
He reversed the curse. The mud that would blind, he used the same mud to bring sight. Amen. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited that he's God and we're not. Just like when that Holy Ghost fell on all of them, they haven't even been baptized yet. God's going to do what he's going to do. But just be obedient to what God says to do. Amen. Amen. You know all he does is he tests our faith. Will you do what I asked you to do?
Yes.
Amen. Well, Lord, I don't believe that person's ready. And then the Father says to me, well, since when did you become God? Who are you to determine when somebody's ready or not? You know, I'm the one that determines. I'm the one that does the work. He's the one that does the work. So when I was looking at that, we're going to look next at the duty. The duty. And John chapter 14, verse 12. Get my Bible open the right place. Jesus said this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, was he saying there's nothing much you can do greater than raising somebody from the dead? He wasn't talking about greater in magnitude. He was saying greater in multitude, because now it's Christ in you. 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 And we're looking at the works as signs and wonders and miracles. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I believe the world's looking for the church. They've been listening to them talk about it for a long time. I believe they're waiting for us to be the church.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And how are we going to be the church? Well, the Bible says to you and I in James chapter 2, there's to be a display.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
We're not glorifying ourselves. We're glorifying God. And let's be careful, because God doesn't share his glory with anyone. It's for his glory and for his honor. But James says in James chapter 2, and we're talking about the works, signs and wonders and miracles. He puts it simple. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead.
Yes.
Being alone. In other words, if you don't have signs and wonders and miracles, it's dead. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Amen.
Come on. We have to come expecting signs, wonders, and miracles. We're not to come and be surprised by it. We're disappointed if it doesn't happen. Amen? Because what are we walking in? We're walking in faith. We're walking in the Spirit of God. He says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Amen. So we're looking at this light shining in that men may see our good works. The works is signs and wonders and miracles taking place. Amen. You know, God gave me a vision for this ministry. When I planted this ministry, God said he was going to bring his glory in here, and it was going to go from in here to the nations. And nations were going to come to this place. Amen. And just like I was back in West Virginia, I thought maybe my time was up, and I just shared a few minutes ago with some folks that I've been going back to West Virginia and praying for 7 years. And I thought my time was up there. And the Lord asked me a simple question today. The question he asked me, he said, "Son, have I done what I told you I was going to do in West Virginia?" And my answer was, "No, Lord, not even close."
Amen.
Then he asked me, "Well, what are you stopping for?" Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says, without vision, the people perish. God gave your pastor, you're a leader, a vision for this ministry, and God's going to fulfill it. He's provided every last time. He's still provided in every storm. It doesn't matter what comes. God's always provided. He's always made a way because he called this place for a time such as now. Amen. And it's no accident that you're here because you're part of his great plan. Amen. And that's how we're doing it together. We're joining together in faith. Excuse me. That's pretty good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Man, don't you like the Holy Spirit? I love the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, so we're to work the works. Then we have the wonders. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. In my name, you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, he will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say perhaps. He says shall recover. The Lord gave me instructions, and my sister reminded me too, is one, starting this coming Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, we're having Miracle Healing Sunday. Second Sunday of the month, the Lord told me to have communion. We haven't even had communion for a year or 6 months or how longer. The following week, we're going to have communion. When we're having communion, we're giving God praise and glory for all he's going to heal the first week. Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. I just love Jesus. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
In Acts chapter 5, there's the decision. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In verse number 14, I love this part because I believe that signs and wonders follow them that believe. I believe every time we're winning people to Jesus, the Holy Spirit wants to have a heyday in the midst.
Amen.
He wants to transform and change lives.
He
wants to do signs and wonders to show this. People say, man, that place was on fire. I want to get back there. Amen. Amen. And the word of God says in verse 14, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch as they brought forth the sick into the streets, excuse me, and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're believing for everyone to be healed. So this calls for us to be determined. In Acts chapter 16. I got a tickle in my throat. We don't have any here. My wife hooked me up. She's my sweetheart. Paul and Silas. Acts 16, verse number 16. He says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which besought her masters much gain by soothsaying or fortune telling. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Amen. And there's many caught up with spirits and evil spirits and spirits of darkness. And God said, every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. You got to recognize who we are. And we have to start taking back what the enemy has stolen. The enemy wants you to think that you're not strong enough, or that you're not, you haven't served the Lord as long, or what have you. And God says, greater is he that is in you. It's the Spirit of God that speaks to that demon and takes authority over that demon. So when I declare victory, I'm declaring in the name of Jesus, not in the name of Carl, not in the name of Katrina, not in the name of Joel, but in the name of Jesus. And my word declares that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is something I don't do. I don't drink water. I guess I do.
You do now.
I know, Naomi, I'm listening. She's been trying, some others have been trying to correct me on that too. How many know your pastor's hard-headed? Hey. Amen. I am. Amen. Amen. Is anybody else hard-headed in here?
Amen.
Well, guess what? God's changing us.
Amen.
Hello? Hello? You don't have a choice. You know what? So I'm looking at the destiny, and when I was looking at that in Acts chapter 19, verse number 11. Acts 19, verse number 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and evil spirits went out of them. There's faith tied to it. Okay? There's faith to apply, but there's also faith to receive. All things are possible to them that
believe.
And so sometimes, I have to go somewhere here. Not all the time, it's around someone else's faith. There was a Roman centurion that had a servant that was sick of the palsy. He was paralyzed. And he told Jesus, and Jesus said, well, I'll come to your house and heal your servant. And the centurion said, my house is not worthy for you to come under the roof of.
That's right.
But if you speak the word, I believe my servant will be healed. Amen. And Jesus said, I have not seen such great faith. No, not in all of Israel. And the servant was healed in the self same hour. The servant did not have faith. The Roman centurion had the faith.
That's exactly right.
So sometimes it's not about the recipient.
No.
It's about the two that's coming in agreement. Yeah. As two shall agree as touching anything they ask. The problem is, half the time, the children of God can't agree on hardly anything.
Come on.
All they look for is what to disagree on. What can I disagree with you with? Yeah. Oh, I don't agree with that. Oh, I don't agree with that. Or I don't agree with that. It's, God says, if two agree as touching anything they ask, it will be done of them. My Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen. It's time for the church to come into agreement.
Yay.
To come into agreement.
Yep.
To come into agreement.
Yep.
To come into agreement. Amen. Hey, we have to come into agreement and say, hey, this church is going to move and God's going to do signs, wonders, and miracles. We're going to reach this community. We're going to reach this community up on the top of the hill. We've been praying over it. It belongs to God. We're taking it back. There's witches and there's demons up there. We've been binding them. We've been cursing them. And we're going to set some captives free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're in the you're here for the perfect time. Amen. Isn't God's timing perfect? He just reminded them that Jesus went about doing good and healing everyone because for God was with him. Look at the one next to you and say, and God is with you. And God, look at him, is with me. And God is with us. Amen. So to wrap this up in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse number 9. The Apostle Paul writing to his student Timothy. He says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. God says, you're anointed and you're appointed. Amen. And you have an appointment. God constantly puts the appointment before you. Trust and believe God at his word and act upon it.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to pray for people. Don't be afraid to lay hands on the sick. It isn't about you, it's about him. Amen. It isn't about you healing them, it's about him healing them. Amen. Don't be afraid to lay hands on the sick. Don't be afraid to encourage, to speak the word of God. Don't be afraid to share the gospel. If you share the gospel and they do not accept it, they're not denying you, they're denying him. Amen. Let's open our mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel to this lost and dying world. Amen. Let's get excited about the God we serve. Can we get excited about him? Come on. Can we get excited about him? Can we all just stand here tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Stand up. If you have a need in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, God wants to do something in here. Just as the Roman centurion sent the word, I believe there's authority to send the word. I send the word all the time, and I watch God do signs and wonders and miracles all the time.
Amen.
Amen. He is a mighty God, and he travels around, and he moves, and he does what he wants to do.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman and child in this room tonight, Father God. Father, I thank you, Father God, that they're called and appointed for a time such as now, Father God. I bind every weapon the enemy has formed against their bodies, their minds, their souls, and their spirits in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now that in their hearts and in their lives and in their body, that God would arise and the enemy would be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you've come to set captives free. Father God, you've come to heal the sick. Father God, I pray for bodies. I pray for hearts. I pray for lungs. I pray for pancreases, Father God. I pray for livers, Father God. I pray for muscles, Father God. I pray for tendons, Father God. I pray for teeth, Father God. I pray for gums. Father God, that you're touched with the feeling of their infirmities and with your stripes, they are healed. We declare it and we proclaim it and we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, may they recognize that the anointing of God to destroy every yoke is upon them, Father God. And Father God, may they operate and move in what you called them to do. May there be no fear. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, Father God. Yes. And we have the mind of Christ. I speak to minds that have been wandering right now in the name of Jesus. I call minds back to order in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we praise you. We give you glory in all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.